Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we studied verses 9 and 10. Let's listen as we look at verses 9 through 15 today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We're on the back end here now of Titus chapter 3. We'll be finishing this chapter very soon, hopefully. But it's in chapter 3, and today we're going to be starting with verse 10. So have your good King James Bible ready, and then also have pencil and paper where you can write notes. You might even somewhere along the line write down a question and then listen to our announcer when he gives you our address at the conclusion of the broadcast, and take the address down or take the website down. It's the website. You could email me through it and ask that question, or you can just send it to our physical address as he gives that to you. So one or the other, it doesn't matter. I just would like to hear from you. It's an encouragement when we hear from the folks that are listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast, and so I hope that you keep it up. Somebody was staying here near Gainesville, Florida, not too long ago, and just gave a telephone call here and just said, I wanted you to know I listened to you at my place, but you said you'd like to hear from us if we're listening to you, and so I'm here near you. But they were just overnight, but they wanted to know that they listened to WTYG, and they listened to our broadcast, hear the Lamp and Light broadcast, and follow along, and they had some good things to say to us. That was an encouragement. It's not that we're looking for compliments, but it does encourage our hearts when we find out that something from the Word of God, as we've taught it, has helped someone along the way, or maybe some area in their life that they're dealing with. And so it is a good thing for us, and I hope that you will keep that in mind. All right, now we're in Titus chapter 3, and we were starting to get here on verse 10. Let me just read verse 9 and 10 here. He's, first of all, giving a warning here. He says, avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. If you have that person that likes to argue, if you have that person that likes to say something that's different than anybody else has ever said, and they think that really makes them intelligent and makes them a person who is now one of those authorities on a subject, and they really aren't, and they're looking for glory for themselves, that's the person that is not going to accomplish much for the Lord, because it is about self and not about the Lord. So we're told very clearly here in verse 9 to avoid these foolish questions. They're not going to mean beans down the road. Matter of fact, one of the foolish questions that would be asked many years ago, I mean, this is over 1,000 years ago, one of the questions that you'd be asked among theologians is, how many angels can stand on the head of a needle? Well, angels are ministering spirits, but instead of trying to find an answer for that, it's a foolish question. It's a foolish question. It's not profitable. If we could say a right number of how many angels could stand on the head of a needle, how would that be profitable? And so there are things that you just ask yourself, well, how is that profitable? Or is it vain? Does it make me feel good about myself? Oh, boy. Well, let's be careful of that, because it's unprofitable to men. Now, when you give somebody the gospel, that is life-changing. When you use the Word of God to reprove or rebuke, that can be life-changing. So let me encourage you, stick with the Word of God, because so often people try to go these other things. They want to impress you with their spiritual or biblical vocabulary and make you think that they are really something and they are the ones that have arrived. And people that are going to use vocabulary just to try to impress you, realize they're just trying to impress you. And maybe that's a compliment, saying they felt I was worthy to be really impressed by them, that I was worthy because they thought, man, this person will really know that I'm great if I talk to them and give them these big words. And so they want you to view them as great. And we do have one we view as great, but his name is Jesus Christ. And so let's not pick out these other names and try to build them up. Let's build up Jesus Christ. You want to build up fellow men, build them up in faith, build them up in the doctrine, build them up in the Word of God, build them up in true holiness. That is the way that we are to do with one another in these scriptures. So, verse 9 was, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law. And when God's word says something is unprofitable and it's vain, some of these things I just mentioned are very unprofitable and vain for your spiritual life. Why? Because we're supposed to be laying up for eternity, and those things will not lay up for eternity. If they do anything, they may take away from your eternal reward. So really think it through. Do you want to be doing something that takes away from eternal reward, may end up in loss of reward that was already planned to be given to you, but you followed somebody that was like that, and it just took you another direction. So always, always, always be careful of a person like that. Now, having said these things, and understand this third chapter, boy, it told us of things to avoid, things to add, some great things Christ has done for us. I mean, all of these verses here are great. In these first 9 verses, we've seen some great things and what Christ has done for us. But verse 10 now starts, and he says, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. Now, just think about that. There are some people God says reject. See, people need to be based and grounded in doctrine. And so that's why we need to avoid those foolish questions. They strive about the law. And you just got to watch out for these people. And so he's telling us these people are heretics. That's why verse 9 preceded verse 10, telling us the kind of people that are heretic. But now I want you to see something else, though, that is quite different from this. Instead of striving about the law that are not profitable and vain, nor anything that is really trying to build up your vanity, does one thing. It grieves the Holy Spirit. It quenches the work of the Holy Spirit in you. Thereby, it's corrupting the very temple the Holy Spirit is indwelling. Because if you are saved, if you've received Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches that. It's not, you say, well, you're teaching it. Yes, I'm teaching it because the Bible teaches that, okay? But religious is not righteous. Okay, religiousness is not righteousness. And that leads there then to verse 10, which can become true of a saved man. The people who are often the so-called in-the-know people, you know, well, when a controversy is going on, although it may be different people, people that maybe they don't even associate that much with, when there's controversy going on, these kind of people will be part of it. And they want to share it with everybody else because they think they are the ones in the know. And these are things that you should know because they know it. And so, again, that is the kind of person to clearly, clearly avoid. And we find this happening so often in local churches, and that's pathetic. It's pathetic that happens in local churches. So, when there's controversy going on, it may be different people, but don't be part of it. The ones stirring up rebellion, look, they'll go to the person who's in the middle of it, because they know they can get them involved in other ways as well, and to spread this gossip. And so some of them just say, okay, I think I can get this person to become part of us. I get them to join us in going after this or going after that. And that is a shame. That is a big shame. And it's a terrible thing that some Christians do this. You see, what they are gossips, sowers of discord, fault finders, and really, they're addicted to those things. If there's somebody in the church that is one that always can tell you about, oh, do you know what happened? You know what they did? Oh, hey, let me tell you about them. If you got a person like that that can always find the fault and tell you the fault with different ones, that is the person. Stay far from them, because usually that person is addicted, like a drug addict is addicted to drugs, like an alcoholic is addicted to alcohol. They're addicted to those things, and it's just as destructive as the drugs and the alcohol is to people's bodies. That's addictive, that's destructive to their spirit, to their soul, and it's bad. So we look here in verse 10. He says, a man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Now, it's interesting because heretic is the Greek word heriarchus. It does not mean unsaved, as some interpret it. So, what is it? It is one who advocates against the doctrinal teaching of God's Word. This would be true of those who seek to be relevant to the world instead of in sync with the Word of God and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I would say they are unaware most often that they are doing the devil's work. Let me say it this way. They are unaware that they have actually become the devil's advocate in their local church, perhaps in their home as well. What a shame that is. Some say we need to do this. We need to do that. And those are the kind that really need to learn doctrine that they might edify others in the Word of God, because sound doctrine edifies believers. We need to know how to defend doctrine.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tremble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.